Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today I'm going to answer the question of why people feel the need to use huge doses of steroids. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. Please like, share, subscribe, comment if you haven't yet. It only helps the channel to grow and it is greatly appreciated. Now, today's video is sponsored by the Anabolic Doc app. The Anabolic Doc app features world-renowned certified internal medicine Dr. Thomas O'Connor. We know him as the Anabolic Doc. Now, this app is going to provide you with personalized medical information for men. Some of the key features that you're going to get with the app are absolutely amazing. You're going to get a digital history and physical exam where you can learn digitally about all the medical uses that you need to understand. You'll also get live weekly Zoom meetings where you have the opportunity to ask the doc live, but you get to listen to other people's questions as well, just further enhancing that your education grows. Also, included with all of this, you can get discounted commercial lab panels without any doctor prescription, but this is only available on the app. The next thing that I love about this is you get weekly member-only uncensored videos that they will never be allowed to post on YouTube or anywhere else, but you can get them right on the app. And then he has the Anabolic Doc mailbag. So check that out. You can submit any questions for the doc if you weren't able to attend the Zoom meetings, and he'll answer all of the questions for you. You also get a diagnostic video library, and you can get all of this for $19.95 a month, an absolute steal. So go check out AnabolicDocApp.com. Use the code Jamelli50, all capital letters, and you're going to get 50% off your first month. So go check it out. Now, this is going to be another controversial topic. It's going to piss some people off. Some people are going to love it. Some people are going to hate me for it. Some people are going to praise me for it. I like to keep it real, and some people don't like that. Some people only want to hear what they want to hear, and some people want to hear the truth and what they need to hear. And I am the worst person about feelings coddling and doing shit because somebody wants it. So here we go. Now, several reasons why people use big doses of steroids. I don't have a particular order for this. I'm just going to run them down. One of the major, major reasons is meathead recommendations. I see it all the time. Let me tell you something, and I don't mean this about every single huge guy out there, so don't get that. But we all know who the bros are, the meatheads, the ones that function with like less than half a brain cell, the ones that only care about getting big and don't think about what could possibly happen to them an hour later, let alone a year or 10 or 20 years later, the ones that have no concept of longevity, quality of life. The ones that think if you get a pro card that all of a sudden that means something, because other than you saying that you're able to have a pro card, unless you're in the 90, that 0.00001% that actually makes it and does something with it, then what do you have to really show for it? Maybe you get some kind of, you know, good sponsorship, possibly get a good following on social media, maybe, but clearly, that still will be a very, very small percentage, and maybe that you'll get something off of that. But the chances of actually making it are like that of going to the NBA or Hawk. And I'm not trying to kill a dream here. That's not it. Because you can go try to do that and say, well, I could be the guy. But to do that, what you have to put your body through and all of the shit that you have to use, that's where I tell you it's ridiculous, and that's why I killed your dream, because I'm letting you know that you could fucking kill yourself early for nothing. And even if you do get something, is it worth it? No. So a lot of people get the impression, because these guys throw around these big ass doses they're doing, or they got huge, or whatever the case, that is okay. And that is perfectly fine, because hey, if he looks like that, he's got to know what he's talking about or what he's doing, when in actuality, it doesn't take a lot to have bomb-ass genetics, take everything under the sun, and get fucking big as long as you got a good work ethic. That is not some special talent. Now, the talent comes into play with the posing, you know, how well you train and eat and things like that. But some of those things are not talent-related and not smart-related whatsoever. I'm not saying that for everybody, but let's face reality here. Number two, also ties into bad information, but it's just getting bad information anywhere on people that don't know what they're talking about, parrot information off one of the bros, and mislead people and misguide people. Or those people that like to make channels and say controversial shit just to get some views, not caring about the risk that they're putting other people at because they're trying to get viewers and followers and subscribers. Clearly, I want viewers, followers, and subscribers, but not at the expense of your health and not at the expense of hurting somebody. These people don't think that the people they're hurting, not only hurting themselves, they have families, they have kids, they have parents that see what they're doing. They're also hurting them by giving this dog shit careless information and misleading people and making people think something that is, in fact, a farce and couldn't be more out of touch and more harmful. Mainstream media can make people use big doses because people feel forced to look a certain way. And the influence that goes on with things that are really social media more than mainstream media. Mainstream media's influence I discussed was more, well, it just depends on the narrative they want to play for the day, I guess. But generally for them, they're going to make it sound worse than it is. But they're going to base that on people that are bad examples or the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. Social media, though, does have that impact, putting people in so many different frames of mind. They feel like they have to compete. They're pressured to do something. They're getting, once again, misleading information. People trying to sell them steroids. Dealers, people on, like, Instagram that have been doing that, which is absolutely insane. Following a lot of these people, especially somebody that's trying to sell it to you, if somebody's trying to sell it to you, and that's the way that they're making money, don't you think they're going to tell you what you want to hear? Do you honestly think that the dealer is the best person for the advice? They are going to tell you whatever you want to hear. And let me tell you something that most people don't realize they do, and we've all done this at some point. When you really want something, and you want something, you want to hear what you want to hear, you want to justify it or whatever, you will start to say questions, but you're actually telling them what to say back to you. So you'll do this. This is a telltale sign. Well, that amount's not going to do much to me, right? You know, that's right, right? You're shaking your head at them, basically subliminally telling them, fucking answer me the way I want and I'll buy the shit. You do that and you don't realize it. We've all done it. I've done it. I've seen a million people do it. I've been in sales for I don't know how long. I watch it all the time. You can tell when somebody's just wanting any sort of inkling of a reason to go through with something. All right? And so that's one of those things that you'll do too when you're buying something. But so much wrong with bodybuilders and these juice heads passing down this information. Well, my blood panels were cool. And then they're dropping like flies. Don't act like this is like not happening more and more prevalent to younger and younger guys bodybuilding and you're seeing things. And you only hear about like the bigger, you know, either influencers or bodybuilders. You don't hear about all of the smaller ones and things where people are getting wrecked. I get the emails. I get the people wanting to be my clients for it and wanting me to coach them and fix this and that. Trust me, when I come on here and do this, it's because of what I see and I've been around. Not because I'm some, like, overly protective prick that wants to tell everybody that things are the end of the world. I am not that guy. I'm not an exaggerator. I cannot stand that type of shit. I'm the guy that keeps it real and is trying to help some people and, you know, kind of pass on knowledge of mistakes that I've made so you don't make them. You know, that's what the good teachers do and the people that care do. And that's what I'm trying to do. So you always make your own decisions. I always tell everybody I am not your fucking dad and I don't want to try to be. I don't want to be the lecture guy. I want to be the information guy and the helpful guy. So you do you. You take what I say for what it's worth and how you feel about it. And just know that it's coming from a place of reality where some people do live and some people do not. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.